Message number 269. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House bill number 12, 80-mile-an-hour speed limit, ayes 24, noes 6. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 270. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House bill 48, fishing with artificial light, ayes 21, noes 1. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 271, concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill number 88, post-dated checks. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form by the votes indicated. Ayes 19, noes 11. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 272. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill number 98, State Investment Services, ayes 29, noes 1. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 273, concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 104, Education Release of Student Information. The House bill listed below passed the above on third reading in amended form. There were 17 ayes, 13 noes, and the Senate respectfully asked the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments, signed by Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 274, concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill number 173, Schools Administration of...
What's that word?
Epinephrine.
Thank you. I've got too much of that in me. House Bill number 173, School Administration of that, by the votes indicated. Ayes 28, noes 2, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 275. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Joint Resolution number 5, the Moose Wilson Roadway, ayes 28, noes 2, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 276, Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below failed to pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 54, Lottery Board, ayes 15, noes 15, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Mr. Speaker, message 277, concurrence requested on House Bill 178, computer trespass. The House bill listed above passed on third reading by the votes indicated. There were 30 ayes, 0 noes, signed by Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. And number 278. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 33, County Board of Equalization 2. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 01 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 30, noes 0. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Heard that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage consent list. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, please remove Senate File 31 from the consent list. There is an amendment. Mr. Speaker, I move third reading consent list consisting of the following bills: Senate File 10, Senate File 17, Senate File 24, Senate File 25, Senate File 48, Senate File 67, Senate File 68, Senate File 89, Senate File 100, Senate File 101, Senate File 107, and Senate File 115.
Anyone want to remove any of those bills from the consent list? Reading clerk will read the bills.
Senate File 10 from the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to criminal procedure, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. Senate File 17 from corporations, an act relating to insurance, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. Senate File 24, an act relating to special elections, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. Senate File 25, corporations, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. Senate File 48, the Travel Committee. An act relating to Wyoming Children Trust Fund Board be enacted by the State of Wyoming. Senate File 67 from the Management Council, an act relating to administrative procedure be enacted by the State of Wyoming. Senate File 68, Management Council, an act relating to the General Revision of Laws be enacted by the State of Wyoming. Senate File 89 from Senator Landon, an act relating to Medicaid be enacted by the State of Wyoming. Senate File 100 from Senator Nicholas, an act relating to the Business Ready Community Program, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. Senate File 101 from Senator Von Flattern, an act relating to motor vehicles, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. Senate File 107 from Senator Bebout, an act relating to insurance, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. Senate File 115 from Senator Driscoll, an act relating to game and fish, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. Senate File 31 from Judiciary, an act relating to criminal procedure, be enacted by the State of Wyoming. Oops, sorry, that was on the third regular reading. I'm sorry.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow. Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Blevins,
aye.
Blickrey,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic, Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlek,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 aye. As to Senate File 10, are there any changes? Mr. Speaker, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Watt, aye to no. Davison, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Zwanitzer Dan, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Hutchings, aye to no. Are there further changes? Baker, are you changing your vote? Okay. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 49 aye, 11 no. As to Senate File 17, are there any changes? Swanitzer Dan, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 59 aye, 1 no. As to Senate File 24, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 aye. As to Senate File 25, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 aye. As to Senate File 48, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 aye. As to Senate File 67, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 aye. As to Senate File 68, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 aye. As to Senate File 89, are there any changes? Baker, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Gingrey, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Winters, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Watt, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 52 aye, 8 no. As to Senate File 100, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to Senate File 101, 101, are there any changes? Moniz, aye to no. Hunt, aye to no. Byrd, aye to no. Nicholas, aye to no. Swanesurdan, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Larson, aye to no. Teeters, aye to no. Northrup, aye to no. Walters, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Crone, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. Davison, aye to no. Blickrey, aye to no. Mader, aye to no. Barlow, aye to no. Madden, aye to no. Simlick, aye to no. Filer, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 37 aye, 23 no. As to Senate File 107, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to Senate File 115, are there any changes? Zwanitzer Dave, aye to no. Zwanitzer Dan, aye to no. Wilson, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Gay, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 5 no.
Having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate files number 10, 17, 24, 25, 48, 67, 68, 89, 100, 101, 107, and 115 have passed the House. We're now on that order of business of third reading and final passage regular list. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 31.
Senate File 31 from the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to criminal procedure, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
There is an amendment, Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number one. What this does, if you remember the program we were talking about, this is where an individual, either pre-adjudication or post-adjudication, the judge could have them go into a 24/7 program where you stay sober. And twice a day, you come in and blow in a machine, once in the morning, once in the evening. The difficulty is, and this is my own fault, I didn't realize this because I kept reading off of our version, and I wasn't reading off the engrossed version. It wasn't till yesterday I figured out that the Senate had changed it, and what they had done was stick in upon a second or subsequent charge, then a person could participate in the program. What the amendment does is take it back to everyone, so a first-time offender could participate too. The reason for that is we don't want them to be a second or subsequent. Hopefully, if you help them on the first, we don't have to deal with the second and subsequent. I think it would be better if we gave that opportunity to first-time offenders to participate in the program.
We're voting on third. Any other discussion? We're voting on third reading amendment number one to Senate File 31. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Third reading amendment number one to Senate File 31 has been adopted. Senate File 31 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Nope.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 no.
Having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 31 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 80.
Senate File 80 from Senator Anderson, an act relating to real estate licensure, be enacted by the State of Wyoming.
Senate File 80 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall this bill pass the House? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles. Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton, Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Senate File 80, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 80 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 83.
Senate File 83 from Senator Anderson, an act relating to oil and gas, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
There's an amendment. Representative Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would introduce third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 83 and ask for your favorable consideration. I just brought this today so we could have a further discussion based on our discussion last week. There was quite a bit of confusion, the difference between an entry bond onto an oil and gas property and a drilling bond. I just wanted to point out to the body that there are currently 4 possible bonds that an oil and gas company could be forced to post. The first being the general entry bond that we're discussing raising fivefold what it is currently. There's also, you might be paying a bond for an idle well, you might be paying a seismic bond, you might be bonding for the pits, plus there's the general blanket bond to go in effect for the drilling side of it. All of these are things that cost the company doing the exploration money. And these are the very companies that are funding a large portion of our budget that we just passed earlier this week. And so I'd really like to have the body just take another look at and think about how we discuss Washington, D.C., or the big folks back east, excuse me, and how they have waged war on coal. And I just kind of feel like we're somewhat sitting down here in this capital city waging war on the very industries or a sector of the industries that pay a large portion of our bills. And so maybe an increase is one thing that could be looked at, but to go fivefold over what we are today seems to be a little bit excessive. And so I just wanted the opportunity to discuss this further. Thank you.
Chairman Simlick, for your first time.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to just add a little context to this issue of the bond with respect to the entry. I was on that split estate task force a number of years ago, and we had a number of meetings, and the task force included legislative members, but more importantly, it included industry and landowners, the parties that we deal with. And Mr. Speaker, I'm going to have to add a little broader context here, but it's going to be on the amendment. But just to kind of understand really what this issue is about, and really how significant is it for the increase in this bond. And I'll just tell you that looking into the Surface Owner Accommodation Act, you'll find that certainly oil and gas operators with a subsurface mineral interest have that right to exercise that interest. There's no doubt in anybody's mind that that's the case. So during the time when we had a lot of activity out there, there was a few bad players out there on the oil and gas side predominantly, and this Surface Owner Accommodation Act is really set up to address that. So certainly the mineral interest can be developed. You need to provide notice, which is the right thing to do for the landowner. And then you go on down, and it says, this is in 35402, prior to the initial entry upon the land for non-surface disturbing activities, oil and gas operators shall provide a 5-day notice. So there's a notice. And then it says, upon entry to the land for oil and gas operators, shall be conditioned on oil and gas operators providing the required notice and attempting good faith negotiations. So the aspect of good faith negotiation that leads to this whole issue is between both parties. It's between the landowner and the mineral owner. So assuming that these good faith negotiations take place, what can happen next? Well, you can secure a written consent of waiver on the surface owner for entry onto the land for oil and gas operation. You just get a waiver and you go on. Secondly, you can obtain an executed surface owner agreement providing for compensation to the surface owner. So the parties have got together. They've had good faith negotiations. They've got together. No need to bond on. That's what the purpose of the Surface Owner Accommodation Act was, is to bring these parties together. And that's been a long time ago. But one of the things that I remember coming from the testimony of one of the industry people on our task force was, we're not going to use this. It's not even necessary. We're not going to have to bond on. Why? Because we operate in good faith negotiations. We work with our landowners. So I guess my point is that if the process works as it should, the reason for the Surface Owner Accommodation Act is it's not necessary to bond on because an agreement has been reached. And if agreement hasn't been reached, remember, both parties have to be in good faith negotiations. If they don't do that, well, then it breaks down. You can go to mediation and try to solve it. If everything else fails, then you can bond on. And simply the reason for the increase in this bond that we're talking about here is just simply time, loss, and money. I would submit that most of the time it's never used. But if it is, it's just attempts to bring it up to something that's more current. So on against the amendment and for the bill.
Mr. Majority, floor leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against the amendment and for the bill, and I think I heard some reference to the war on coal. Well, I don't want to go the other way. I mean, I don't want to have a war on coal. I think that hurts us all. I don't want to have a war on landowners either. And so we need to find the balance in between, and the previous speaker was exactly right. Entry upon land for oil and gas operations can happen one of four ways. Get a written consent or waiver. It's over at that point. He and the landowner, they've made an agreement. Or obtain an executed surface use agreement. Well, that's the same thing. They've dickered. They've negotiated over the kitchen table, whatever. They've made a deal. And this bond never comes into effect. They can secure a waiver. And that is... again, a matter of agreement, because if they secure a waiver, that means the landowners waived it. And only if all those fail and the parties are at loggerheads and there's no way that it can be worked out, then they can force their way on and they can bond on. And so when they bond on, they are forcing their way onto the land. And I will just tell you that when you're a landowner, and they're talking about a $2,000 bond, and it's up front on the deal before anything happens, you know, you could almost swallow hard and say, well, okay, maybe $10,000 or $2,000, maybe that'll do it. But it's always after the fact when there's been a breach and they're gone and you're left with this mess that's got to be cleaned up. And at that point, or the state's left with the mess, one or the other, and at that point, $2,000 is just woefully inadequate. So on and against the amendment, I would urge you to vote for the bill.
Anyone else for their first time? Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for the amendment against the bill, just look at page 1 there, line 14. The surety bond or other guarantee shall be in an amount not less than $2,000 and now it's $10,000. That's a 500% increase. You know, this is going to set the minimum level that the parties have to negotiate to right now. I agree. For conventional, deeper oil and gas, $10,000 isn't even enough. But again, for those shallow wells, this will eliminate some of those shallow, inexpensive wells. That will eliminate that production, that'll eliminate that tax revenue, and that'll eliminate those jobs. So on and for the amendment against the bill.
Anyone else for the first time? First time. Second time. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Oh, Mr. Speaker, just one more thing. I keep hearing them say, well, it's a fivefold increase. It's a huge increase. And here we sit on Third Amendment, and there hasn't been third reading, and there hasn't been an amendment to come through to say, well, let's have the difference. Let's go 2,000 to 5,000. Was that am I wrong, and that was defeated? Because this says delete entirely. So, okay, yes, all right. Well, then I'm mistaken. If that's the case, then that's the case. It's a fivefold increase, but think about $10,000. Think about having somebody bond on your property, force their way on. You didn't want them there in the first place. They've left with a mess, and you're left to clean it up, or the state's left to clean it up, whichever way it goes. And I'm telling you, $2,000 just is not enough money.
Anyone else for their second time? Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, this isn't a good way to go. Anyone operating on a rancher's private surface, you don't want to have to pull any of this stuff. There's nothing worse than a bad relationship with your rancher that, frankly, controls everything with your mineral rights when you're going out there. You don't want these things. Prior to passing this legislation, whenever it was, 6 or 8 years ago, the guys had to negotiate with the rancher. Frankly, I think it was a better deal for the ranchers back then. But we're going down this course now, and frankly, I think we're making it more difficult. So on and for the amendment against the bill.
Representative Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It was commented earlier about the good faith negotiations, and I guess in that comment, it's an assumption that the oil company or the gas company is always operating in unfair ways and in bad practice, and it's always the landowner who is out there offering the olive branch, if you will. And I guess I would like to offer that that's not always the case. There are the landowners that absolutely want zero development on their properties, and those are the folks that bring this into the situation and make us discuss such issues. These oil and gas companies, just as previous speakers have said, they want to operate in a positive relationship with the landowner. It makes their business work out better and everything else. By setting this minimum standard at $10,000 instead of $2,000, to me it looks like it would hurt the small landowner or any landowner, because now the company can say it's cheaper for me to simply bond on than it is to try and be an agreeable party with the landowner. So to me, it's going the opposite direction. By leaving it at a low value, that low value that the oil and gas company recognizes that they are causing a disturbance and is wanting and willing to go participate. So that's one aspect. The other aspect of it is what I mentioned earlier, that we rely heavily on the energy industry to provide us with good roads, keep it to where currently we have no state income tax. That's because the energy sector helps us out with all of those things. And with legislation such as this, we're just putting one more one more handcuff on the industry that provide us with all of our funding. But with that, I would respectfully withdraw the amendment and urge you to vote no on the bill. Thank you.
Senate File 83, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Gay,
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparic,
no.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
no.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
Moniz,
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
conflict.
Stubson, conflict, Teeters,
no.
Throne,
conflict.
Throne, conflict, Walters,
no.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters, Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Conflict.
Mr. Speaker, conflict. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? Davison, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 35 aye, 22 no, 3 conflicts.
By your vote, Senate File 83 has received in the Senate File 83, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 83 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 86.
Senate File 86 from Senator Dockstader, an act relating to roads and highways be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
It's not an aircraft carrier, but it's the second most newsworthy amendment I've seen. Representative Greer.
Mr. Speaker, I'll move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 86. Ask for your favorable consideration. I have concerns with this bill, or this Senate file. I understand the need for it. And I understand if there's a problem, someone's obstructing a right-of-way, and our government, highway department or the county department needs to get in and do some sort of work and the mechanism to get that removed. I understand that need, but I just don't think this bill accomplishes that with the right protections for the rest of us. And this may be handled differently by different counties, but the fact remains that this is in Title 35, Public Health and Safety, under Chapter 10, Crimes and Offenses. And when you look at this, what we're talking about is issuing a citation or a ticket that says upon conviction, you'll pay $100. So that's a crime. That's what we're talking about. That's in subpart A. Then you move down to subpart B, where it says, whoever in any manner wrongfully obstructs the right-of-way, not only can get fined upon conviction, but also go to jail. So I want you to know we're talking about a crime. Now, when we look at the broadness of this, we're talking about anybody who's obstructing a right-of-way along a road or a roadway in the state. So I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, I don't want to go home and inadvertently become a criminal. It's always a concern of mine. And I would just feel foolish to pass a law and go home and become a criminal. So I got to thinking, all right, what could I do to help protect myself? So I start laying out some of the items or some of the uses of a right-of-way. And that's what my amendment does, is tries to look at some of those uses that we do for a right-of-way, which really don't hinder the ability to maintain the roads or those areas, but yet would allow me to have a certain amount of reasonable freedom as a citizen here of the state. You can read them. I won't read them out loud.
Anyone for your first time? Chairman Gingery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I always appreciate when someone's a little scared to read their own amendment out loud. But now I can see why. And I apologize. I was not on the floor the day in Committee of the Whole when this was discussed, and I'm not a very good co-sponsor to my good senator down the hall. So I went back down and asked him exactly. I signed on to this, and I went back to ask him exactly what he was trying to solve. So I will let me try to explain what the issue was in some of the more rural counties. The one county that this was really affecting, it's my understanding, was Fremont County. So when a county goes to obtain a road, what you do is you don't actually buy the land. You get right-of-ways from both sides of the street, whatever this new county road is. And a lot of times they're roads that already exist, but for whatever reason, the homeowners band together and petition the county, please make this a county road. We're tired of maintaining it. We'd like the county to maintain it, things like that. But normally what you do is you get right-of-way easements on both sides. You get 30 feet, 30 feet on each center line, so it's a 60-foot. So it's a right-of-way all the way down it. The whole road's a right-of-way. The problem is, in some of these counties, people that have run afoul of this have argued, well, it just says public road. It doesn't say anything about my right-of-way. I own that land. I can block it. And so it's important to read the rest of this statute. And I know it's an old statute because it's from the 1800s. But and they sort of word things a little interesting, but they write what they're trying to get to. And it says, or shall continue such obstruction so as to render the same inconvenient or dangerous to pass. And they mean pass to travel up that road. So what happens is the county takes the road because people have given them the right of way, and then someone for whatever reason might get upset with one of their neighbors. They suddenly block the road so the neighbor can't get down to his place, and you get into these arguments. This isn't a type of one that you go and you hand over a citation. This is one where the prosecutor, or actually the county attorney, files an information and it goes to court, and there's usually an argument over does that person have the right to block the road? Is there some disagreement in the records, in the clerk's records, as to who owns the road? Does the county actually have any right to maintain this road? That's the issue they had been dealing with, and the issue came down to the distinction between public road and public right-of-way. They're the same thing. They were just trying to help clarify that that a right-of-way is the same as the public road. It's the 30 feet on each side of the center line. That's what that good senator was trying to solve. It has nothing to do with stacking livestock or hay bales or recreating or relieving yourself on the side of the road or courting, as this says, unless you're, you know, blocking the roads and no one can get down it. It wasn't people pulled off to the side. So that's what the good senator was trying to resolve, and hopefully I've redeemed myself as a good co-sponsor.
Herman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I'll try to add some more positive information on this bill. I think the bill's a bad bill. I think we should vote no on the bill. I recently went through the experience of going through improving title on our entire property, and that was because of an estate situation that had to be settled. And we found easements and that we had no idea even existed. And I wonder how many of these exist in our counties, because the county doesn't do its due diligence to go and abandon them. And there actually are trail roads where we've actually put fences across trail roads. And there is a legal county easement and a trail road there. So think about the unintended consequences. I don't know how many more situations are like that out there, but I'll bet you it's very common.
Representative Nicholas.
Thank you. Rising on and in favor of the amendment. And in addressing our good speaker from the land of the mountains, if that's the issue, the idea that you're having neighbors try to decide whether or not there's a public right-of-way through across his property or adjacent to his property, That is either you file information or you file a civil suit. You don't go to the sheriff and say, give him a ticket, and the sheriff, he's going to give the ticket on behalf of the guy he likes and not the guy he doesn't like. And so that really doesn't solve this issue. So whatever evil that our good friend across the hall was trying to resolve, this language doesn't resolve that issue that he's trying to do. So on in favor of the amendment and against the bill. Thank you.
Anyone else for their first time? First time. Second time. Second time prior to the sponsor. Representative Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And again, I appreciate the chair of judiciary saying how things are handled in some counties, but this would give the authority for an officer to issue a citation in this situation. Again, I also appreciate what we're trying to cure. I don't think this bill is the proper method for that. I would encourage you to vote against the bill, and we can try something different to try to get there. I am also going to move to withdraw my amendment for fear of what this body might do.
I'm saddened, but third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 86 has been withdrawn. Senate File 86 having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
No.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Esquibel,
no. Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
no.
Harvey, no. Hunt,
no.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
no.
Kirkbride,
no.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
no.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart, Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
no.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
no.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Simlek,
no.
Summers,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Harshman, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 21 aye, 39 no.
Senate File 86 having failed to receive the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 86 has failed to pass the House. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 116.
Senate File 116 from Senator Burns, an act relating to criminal procedure, be enacted by the State of Wyoming.
Senate File 116 having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman. Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
no.
Esquibel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
no.
Larson, Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Semlick,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Madden? Aye to no. Davison? Aye to no. Miller? Aye to no. Pieperinen? Aye to no. Simlick? No to aye. Kasparic? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 48 aye, 12 no.
Senate File 116, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 116 has passed the House. We're at that order of business to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. The first message for our consideration is message number 271 on Senate or on House Bill 88. Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for concurrence on message 271 to House Bill 88 and ask for your favorable consideration. And ladies and gentlemen, I've spoken with the sponsor of the bill. If you remember, House Bill 88 is post-dated checks, and a couple of changes were made that I think are good for consumer protection, and I'll just let you know what they are. That on page 2, we were changing it from in writing to more full detail. What says information regarding how to exercise the right to rescind shall be provided in writing to the consumer at the consummation of every post-dated check or similar arrangement. And then on page 4, after a consumer, it shows also that there will be a report that it's listed annually on the checks that have been cashed. So with that, if there are no questions, I ask for an aye on the concurrence.
Anyone else? Any further discussion? We're voting on a motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 88. A majority of the members elected is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
Feiler,
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey. Harvey, no. Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart, Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Simlick,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
Zwanitzer
Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Yagi? Aye to no. Harvey? No to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 43 aye, 17 no.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 88. The next message for our consideration is message number 273 on House Bill 104. Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message 273 for House Bill 104. Ask for your aye vote. When the House Bill 104 came to the Standing Committee, there was a request on the military department to release dropout student names and addresses to the Youth Challenge Program. And because the Youth Challenge Program is not a school district, it was found to have been in violation of FERPA. And so if we pass this bill the way it left the House, districts will be in a situation where they will either be in compliance with the state law and in violation of the federal law or vice versa. So I would urge your aye vote. It deletes all the language beginning on page 3, line 9, all the way through page 4. And so I guess I would, even though we are going to delete the House position, I would urge your aye vote.
Any other discussion? Chairman or Representative Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd also encourage your aye vote. This is how the bill was brought to the legislature originally. before the standing committee amendment, and it works just like I want it to with the changes the Senate made.
Any further discussion? We're voting on a motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill number 104. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Hell.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey. Harvey, aye. Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen. Reeder.
No.
Semlek.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 5 no.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 104. The next message for our consideration is message number 274 on House Bill 173. Chairman Harvey.
Let me see if I can croak this out. The Senate did some cleanup amendments on this bill. The sponsor of the bill thinks that it actually makes it a better bill, and so I would encourage you to vote aye on concurrence.
Any discussion? We're voting on a motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 173.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker. The motion was never moved.
Chairman Harvey.
Mr. Speaker, I move concurrence on message
274 on House Bill 173.
Yes. On and urge your aye vote on that.
We're voting on a motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 173. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey, Harvey, aye. Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden, Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Semlek,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 no.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 173. The next message for our consideration is message 277 on House Bill 178. Chairman Semlek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move a concurrence on message number 277, House Bill 178, and ask for your favorable consideration. I'll turn the explanation of the concurrence request over to the bill sponsor, the taller brother.
Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As much as I would enjoy going down and arguing with the shorter brother on the other side on a conference committee. This is actually does a couple really neat things and makes it a better bill. The first page of it basically expands or cleans up what happens when you have a civil action and what the recourse is. And we have the same language in the original bill, but this is just a tighter, better well-worded portion of it. They added a few other technical computer terminology words on the, throughout the bill. And then what the nice thing that they did on the second part of page 2 of the Senate side is they created a felony. And by creating a felony, that gives the power to go beyond state borders and to go after someone that's outside of the state of Wyoming and be able to force that in other jurisdictions. So that was a great addition. They also increased the felony. You had to do $10,000 in damage in order to do that. But when you have that kind of damage, then it's worthwhile to go across borders and to enforce it aggressively through other jurisdictions. So that's the explanation of the Senate side, and I also ask for your concurrence.
Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't know. I just think we should urge the body to vote no on concurrence so we can see the brothers go at it.
Representative Greer.
Mr. Speaker, just for the question of the sponsor of this bill, if I'm reading this amendment right, we've included additional costs that can be collected from having to go through the expense of finding who this perpetrator is or was. But I'm not clear, is the ability to collect reasonable attorney's fees still there? As I'm reading that, I'm not certain. I just want to make sure that is, because that could be a significant cost for somebody who's damaged by this and trying to enforce their rights. Just want to make sure.
Representative Swanitzer.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. I guess I just want some more information. We're hereby creating another felony in our statutes, which we didn't have before, and the only explanation I heard is so we could go after people in other states. I was wondering if anyone had talked to some of our colleagues down the hall, if this warrants a felony, if it's over $1,000 and 10 years in prison. Most of these companies are probably international and maybe not in other states. Perhaps they are, but if there's discussion on adding yet another felony in our law with a better rationale, then that enables us to go after people in other states.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time? Second time before the sponsor? Representative Nicholas.
Thank you. Just in response to the two questions, I believe attorney's fees is still included in the provision. And if someone causes you $10,000, on your computer, that is a felony. If they just like walking into a store and picking up $10,000 and walking out with it. So it ought to be a felony.
We are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 178. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gay, Gingery, Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 54 ayes, 6 no.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 178.
Brothers and sisters, I know that there's a bill signing going on downstairs for certain bills. We have a few enrolled acts and then just committee orders and announcements. As long as we have a quorum on the floor, please feel free to go down to the bill signing. Chairman Davis, and privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want you to know that our little Paige hasn't been sitting around doing nothing today. He wrote a bill, and the bill is to put coal in reserves. And it says every coal mining company will give 1 pound of coal out of 5 pounds of coal to the state of Wyoming to put the coal reserves for major power outages. Local reserves for major power outages or in extreme emergencies, mainly in the state of Wyoming, but also in the United States. There will be a 5 to 25 coal reserve in the state of Wyoming that will have a 2.5 to 15 tons of coal for backup. We will do this due to plans of the coal industry being threatened to be shut down by the United States federal government. Also, if Wyoming is in large debt, they could sell small amounts of coal to other countries with a large demand. The coal reserves will be in an area in Wyoming where no one lives and may only be used, seen, or checked by the Wyoming state government. May also temporarily live there. The workers may also temporarily live there. How's that for a bill?
For that order of business of signing enrolled acts, the first enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 44, being original Senate File 33.
Enrolled Act 44 from original Senate File 33, an act relating to ad valorem taxation.
Senate Enrolled Act 44 being I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 44, being original Senate File 33. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 43, being original House Bill 48.
Enrolled Act number 43 from original House Bill number 48, an act relating to fishing.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 43, being original House Bill 48. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 44, being original House Bill 98.
Enrolled Act number 44 from original House Bill 98, an act relating to state investments.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 44, being original House Bill 98. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 2, House Enrolled Joint Resolution 2, being House Joint Resolution 5.
Enroll Joint Resolution Number 2 from Original House Joint Resolution 5, a joint resolution to United States Secretary of the Interior.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Joint Resolution 2 being Original House Joint Resolution 5. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 42 being Original House Bill 12.
Enrolled Act Number 42 from Original House Bill Number 12, an act relating to speed limits.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 42 very slowly being Original House Bill 12. I have so signed. Are there any committee announcements? Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Not a committee announcement, but just as an advisory, we will have the legislative prayer breakfast this Thursday, 6:30 at the Egg and I, and Lynn Kirkbride will be the presenter. And we'll get a form out and on the desks probably by tomorrow.
Management Council will meet tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock to consider interim topics. The Joint Conference Committee Number 1 on Senate File 79 will meet 3-14-14 upon afternoon adjournment in Senate 13. Madam Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Joint Conference Number 1 on House Bill 15 will meet immediately upon adjournment today in Senate Room 19.
Any further committee announcements? Representative Blake. This would be the appropriate Representative Winters. Today will be Cowgirl Joe. Brothers and sisters, before we adjourn, we just got three messages from the Senate, and we'll just read those in so that we can conduct the business on them tomorrow.
Message number 279, Mr. Speaker, Senate File number 64, Public Health and Nursing. The Senate adopted a Joint Conference Committee number 01. Report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 30, no 0, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 280. Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 55, Hathaway Student Scholarship Program Award Increase. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 01 report on the bill listed above. There were ayes 24, no 6. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 281, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 41, Select Federal Natural Resource Management Committee. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 01 report on the bill listed above. By this vote, ayes 30, no 0, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Chairman Hunt.
Mr. Speaker, Committee 99 will be discussing interim topics at tonight's taco party at the Holiday Inn. So.
Chairman Davison, did you have a privilege of the floor? No. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Vice Chairman Moniz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder to everybody to pay your courtesy amount to in-house one. Thank you.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until tomorrow, March 5, 2014, at 10 o'clock a.m.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. House is in recess until tomorrow, March 5th, 2014, at 10 a.m.